Goodbye, the Last Supper.
Now, while the religious leaders were looking for a chance to kill Jesus, Satan entered one of Jesus' disciples named Judas. So he went to the religious leaders and said he'd be willing to betray Jesus for money. So they agreed and paid him. And so he began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus. So the important religious holiday had begun, and Jesus was going to celebrate it with his disciples. Well, they all gathered together for the meal, and as they began, Jesus took a towel and he washed their feet one by one. After he was done, he sat back down, and as they were eating, he said, "Do you understand what I did? I'm your Lord and Master, but I've set an example for you by washing your feet. You should also wash each other's feet. After all, no servant is greater than his master." Later on, Jesus became very sad, and he said, "One of you who's eating with me is going to betray me. This is part of God's plan, and I'm telling you this so that when it happens, you believe that I'm the promised Savior." They were shocked, and all the disciples started to ask, "Is it me? It can't be me, is it?" And then Jesus said to Judas, "Go do what you have to, but do it quickly." And so Judas left. Well, after this, Jesus took some bread and thanked God for it, and he broke it into pieces and said, "This is my body, and it's broken for you." And they all ate some. Then Jesus took a cup of wine, and he thanked God for it, and he said, "This is my blood that is shed for the forgiveness of sins." And they all drank some, and Jesus said, "Do this to remember me." Then Jesus said, "I have a new command for you. Love each other like I've loved you. If you love each other, then everyone will know that you're my disciples.